This is your NPR News Station, 90.3 WBHM, 91.5 WSGN. I'm Esther Chalmakili. Birmingham Mayor William Bell recently announced that he will ask the Birmingham Water Works Board to rethink its decision to once again start cutting off water to customers with delinquent bills. Bell spent many months silent on the matter, and many are wondering why now has the mayor taken up this issue. Alabama Media Group columnist John Archibald has some thoughts on the subject, and he joins us now to talk about this and other news. Hi, John.
Hi, Esther. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. And a quick note, the Birmingham Water Works supports WBHM through underwriting. John, what happened at the Water Works that led to customers having problems with their bills?
Yeah, we've had months of problems. Started in the fall when the Water Works essentially changed its billing system, brought in some new software. It caused a lot of people problems. There were initially, if you were paying, for instance, by internet, you had to create a new account, which essentially asked you for a 140-character password. It caused a lot of problems. They've admitted over the course of time that they double billed a number of people, that they estimated bills that didn't always turn out to be accurate. So in the interim, they said, hey, okay, all right, we blew it. We're going to not charge you if you're delinquent. That went on for months, and now there are a lot of people who haven't paid their bills, not all of whom were victimized by the billing crisis. So at some point they have to start again. And now during an election season, the mayor says, don't turn them on.
And you mentioned it's an election season. So, I mean, could that be why all of a sudden Mayor William Bell has taken an interest in this matter?
Well, I mean, that certainly seems like it to me. I mean, we have less than 3 months to go now before the mayoral election. It's heating up. And so everything becomes a campaign issue when, in fact, I mean, it's been an issue for some time.
And do you think Bell's intervention will help Waterworks customers?
Well, yeah, he's not alone in this. Council President Jonathan Austin has started to be a little vocal about it. Others on the Waterworks have said the same thing. The real problem there is that, you know, you have the Waterworks has the ability to look at your bill and go back and see if your failure to pay is an anomaly or if it's related in some way to this to the issues they've had, and they should be able to determine that immediately. If, on the other hand, they see that you're just decided not to pay your bill to take advantage of the current situation, they can tell that too. So at some point, they have to start charging people for the water they use, but not the water they don't use.
Moving on to your latest column in what you call Alabama's Accidental Leaders. Every top elected position in the state right now, and then some, is currently held by a person who was not elected to that position. Talk about this.
Yeah, it's remarkable. I mean, if you just go down the list, of course, the governor, Governor Bentley, resigned, making Lieutenant Governor Kay Ivey the governor for which she was not elected to. The lieutenant governor's position is now empty. You have the U.S. senator now serving is not elected to that office. The attorney general replaced the person who's now the U.S. senator, so Steve Marshall in the attorney general's office is not elected. It is sort of remarkable that many of the top positions are unelected, and you can go down to some commissioners that are appointed that didn't start out there. It's just
Chief Justice Lynn Stewart of the Alabama Supreme Court.
Of course, Chief Justice Lynn Stewart and Will Sellers, who took her place on the court.
Right.
It really is sort of an examination of the last several years of how we've had so much turmoil in politics that it has left people in some surprising places.
And speaking of accidental leaders, and you did mention U.S. Senator Luther Strange, former Attorney General of Alabama, he started running television campaign ads. What are your thoughts on Strange's big money TV spots?
Well, you know, he's obviously gotten support from Washington already. He's embedded as a senator, despite being appointed there just months ago, and there's a lot of support from there. But he still faces a lot of people who are upset about the way he took that office here. So it's going to be very interesting to see how big Washington money plays against that sort of lingering resentment here.
Do you think that the TV ads, this gives Strange an advantage over other candidates in this primary?
Well, you know, in my brain, I always say these ads can't possibly work because when you watch them, there's often so much, I mean, it doesn't come across as very genuine, but they always do seem to work. So regardless of what people want to think, the big money ads work, and that's why we see them.
John Archibald is a columnist with Alabama Media Group. You can read his column every Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday in the Birmingham News anytime at al.com. John, thanks so much for coming by.
Thank you.